Okay, so let's dive in. We're looking at a prediction from our sources about a major AI governance failure.
A really significant one, yeah.
And maybe not where you'd first think,
Yeah.
right? Not finance, not self-driving cars.
No, the source material really pinpoints autonomous diagnostic AI, specifically in, well, under-resourced healthcare networks.
Healthcare. Okay, that feels high stakes.
Extremely. And the prediction is for a kind of catastrophic crisis, but slow burning, probably within the next 3, maybe 5 years.
So what's the mission here to understand how this could happen?
Exactly. And how it forces this really radical shift, moving away from just, ethical guidelines on paper
Towards something enforceable.
towards actual enforceable moral logic that has to be like baked into the code itself. Accountability becomes technical.
Got it. So this failure, is it like one big system crash? What does it look like?
No, and that's key. It's not a single dramatic event. The sources describe it more like a death by a thousand cuts.
A thousand cuts.
Systemic misdiagnosis. It just accumulates across thousands and thousands of individual patient cases over time.
Driven by what? Just bad AI.
It's driven by a couple of things. Model drift, definitely, where performance degrades, but critically, it's deep-seated bias in the training data. That's the real engine here.
And you could see that bias showing up already.
Oh, absolutely. The sources cite real examples, things like AI dermatology tools being less accurate for darker skin tones. We've seen studies on that.
Yeah, I think I've heard about that.
But maybe even more concerning, there was that big 2025 Nature Medicine study they reference.
What did that find?
It was pretty stark. They found that if you kept all the medical symptoms the same, identical, but you just changed the patient's sociodemographic info like race, income, housing status.
The AI changed the treatment plan.
Often, yes.
Yeah.
It changed the core treatment recommendation based on factors that shouldn't matter medically. That's systemic bias scaling up massively.
Okay, so when that kind of systemic harm, those thousand cuts, eventually becomes public knowledge, what happens then? Our current rules, things like the NIST framework in the US or the EU AI Act.
They hit a wall. The sources argue they're just structurally inadequate for this kind of crisis.
Why inadequate?
Because they tend to rely on, well, audits after something goes wrong or voluntary principles. They can't handle the core issue here,
Which is this?
which is the black box problem. When this crisis hits, the unavoidable question everyone will ask is why? Why did the AI make these fatal errors?
And nobody can answer.
Exactly. That opacity, that lack of clear accountability, it just triggers chaos. Public trust collapses. And that whole idea of, plausible deniability,
Yeah, the usual corporate defense.
it becomes politically toxic when you're talking about people's lives at scale.
Okay, so that breakdown, that chaos, it creates a vacuum.
A demand, an overwhelming demand for some kind of technical guarantee. The sources call it needing a flight data recorder for AI
Right,
decisions.
something that shows exactly what happened.
Yes. And that necessity, that political pressure, it forces the issue. It mandates a new technical approach. The analysis points pretty directly to something called ternary moral logic, or TML.
Ternary moral logic. Okay, break that down. How does TML fix the black box?
Well, it changes the fundamental way the AI makes decisions instead of just binary, yes, no, approve, deny.
It uses three options.
Correct. Triadic logic, plus one for proceed, minus one for stop or reject, and crucially, a zero state.
Zero meaning what? Undecided.
Exactly. It represents hesitation, moral ambiguity, or a situation where the AI recognizes risk or conflicting values and knows it shouldn't just proceed automatically.
And that zero state triggers something.
It triggers what the TML framework calls the sacred pause.
The sacred pause. I like the sound of that.
It's a non-bypassable checkpoint. Mandatory. It forces the AI, before it takes a high-risk action flagged by that zero state, to stop and document its reasoning.
Document how?
Its full reasoning, potential conflicts, the data points it's weighing, basically its internal state. This is how you operationalize meaningful human oversight in engineering terms.
So the AI has to explain itself before acting.
In high-risk scenarios, yes. And that explanation isn't just like a temporary note.
It creates a permanent record.
An immutable one. They're called immutable moral trace logs. Think cryptographically sealed, designed from the ground up to be court-ready digital evidence.
Wow. So transparency isn't just a nice-to-have ethical goal anymore.
Nope. It becomes a hard engineering requirement. It's about legal survival, insurability.
So let's bring this home. What does all this mean for, you know, for you listening? If you're developing AI, using AI, regulated by AI.
I mean, the big shift is accountability stops being this sort of fuzzy ethical aspiration.
And becomes
an engineering fact, a prerequisite. If your system can't provide this kind of traceable moral logic, especially after a crisis like the one predicted, you're in trouble.
The market itself will demand it.
Absolutely. In the post-crisis world sketched out here, being able to trace why your AI did what it did becomes essentially the cost of doing business.
And the final thought from the sources is quite provocative on this.
Yeah, it suggests the legal landscape shifts dramatically.
How so?
The absence of a decision log, like the kind TML produces, could create a powerful legal presumption. Basically, you're presumed negligent if you can't show the decision process.
So if you can't prove how your AI decided, you could lose everything. Your insurance, your license to operate.
That's the predicted new reality. Lack of evidence becomes evidence of fault. That's the potential cost of non-compliance in the age of truly accountable AI.